The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back, everybody. Well, I'm quite ready. How's everybody out there? Here we are, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we hope that your deer season has gone well. If it hasn't, well, you've got a couple more opportunities today and tomorrow in most of the state. It is firearm season, and we have what are called rifle counties and shotgun counties. And it's kind of a misnomer now because high-powered rifles are only available in certain counties here in Maryland, the Eastern Shore, Dorchester, Wicomico, Somerset, and Worcester. I believe you're allowed to have high-powered rifles. I may have misspoke on Worcester, but I believe so. Cecil County is also high-powered rifle. Then it goes west to Frederick, Allegheny, Carroll, Frederick, Allegheny, and Garrett counties are all rifle counties where you can use high-powered rifle, what they call bottleneck or shouldered high-powered rifle cartridges. The rest of the state is shotgun with rifled slugs only. There's only one exception, which is Dorchester, where you're allowed to use buckshot for deer hunting. And then recently, the last couple of years, you've been allowed to use what is called a straight wall cartridge, centerfire rifle in the shotgun counties. And those include such calibers as 350 Legend, which is the most popular, 444, 4570, 450 Bushmaster, 450 Marlin, and I'm just interested in how many of you have switched to the rifle because of the extended range. Now, I know that youngsters love that 350 Legend, and parents should get those, you know, that particular one if you like it, but be certainly concerned about the ballistics of that. I took a look at my 450 Marlin and compared it to a 350 Legend cartridge. There's no comparison. And what started this is when we were Sika deer hunting, somebody apparently shot a Sika deer with a 350 Legend and left the cartridge case in the shooting house and compared that with, I'm not sure if it was a 270 or what it was. I think it was a 270 there. And the difference was incredible. I mean, as far as the amount of powder and that type of thing, even though the caliber was larger, the ballistics were far, far more with the high-powered rifle, of course. And that's the reason they allow you to use a straight-wall cartridge in a shotgun county is because they're not as high powered as a 270, 30-06, 308, 7mm mag, even 30-30 and that type of thing. It's comparable to a 30-30, but you get what I'm saying. So I want to know how many of you are using straight wall cartridges in your shotgun county. How many are sticking with the shotgun? And if you're in a rifle county, what caliber rifle are you using for deer? I think that's a fair question to ask. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number Here in Caroline County, right up the road here, we can use a high-powered rifle as well. That's, I forgot to mention that one. So on the lease, I can use anything. I can use a 270 if I like, 30-odds, whatever. So I think I might head out there someday this weekend and grab the 270 and see what I can come up with on that. 410-922-6680. We're giving two pairs of tickets away today at the end of the show to the Great American Outdoor Show, the Harrisburg Outdoor Show that we've been promoting. Starts February 4th, and I think through the, I have to look at the date, the 11th maybe, I can't tell you. But if you'd like to get in on that, it's kind of the same as a muzzleloader contest, but only folks who are willing to take the time and go to Harrisburg for a day and do the show, okay? So if, you know, don't just toss your name in there so you win some tickets, but if you know somebody that wants to go, if you want to go, please feel free to call in 922-6680 and put your name and number in the drawing, and Robin will draw two names here at the end of the hour, and we'll get those tickets out. We'll call you and get those tickets out to your, mail those tickets out to you. So two sets this week, two sets next week, and two sets a week after. Yes, dear?
I got all excited.
About what?
Because we had all these numbers on this one ticket.
Yeah.
That were Mega Ball last night.
Yeah.
It was on a Powerball ticket you played. You did not play my numbers with the kids' numbers last night.
I did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Then the tickets are somewhere.
Okay, then they're somewhere else because we would have won a lot more. But I didn't have one with mine and the kids' numbers on it. Really weird. Cause you
That's strange because
that.
I always play that.
Yeah, well, that's because they came out.
Okay, I'll have to look for tickets. Anyway. Did we win anything?
Yeah, we won $12.
Woo!
You paid my birthday twice for the Powerball.
Okay, great.
My birthday was the Powerball last night.
That would have been nice. Anyway, yeah, because there were two other numbers on there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Let's not talk about the lottery. Let's talk about the...
Talk about the lottery, I can tell you. I'll be getting off the phone right now saying, see y'all later.
Yeah.
I'll be in Maine by the end of the day.
Yeah, you can imagine if you'd hit the Powerball or the Mega. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, this is our last broadcast.
Yeah, this is our last moment. See ya.
Yeah. Aaron, you got it. We just hit the Mega. Bye. I don't think it worked quite that way. What's the matter, Rob?
Nothing.
No, what were you going to say? You were going to be in Maine? What else?
No, I wasn't going to say anything else.
Oh, I thought you were. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry if I cut you off.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
It's all good.
Got it. Gotcha, baby. All right. What would you like to say, Robin, as a hunting widow?
Nothing. All you hunters need to learn that even if somebody says something, they're not coming at you about hunting. I'll say that. Alan gets so defensive if I say anything about hunting when he's hunting. I don't know if it's because he feels guilty he spends so much time in the woods. Or what it is. Okay, but the minute I say one word, it's like, and I'm joking about it, or it's not a lighthearted comment, or it's an honest-to-God truth comment. He just gets a backup, and, I knew you'd be this way about hunting. So, all you guys, don't come after your wives. They're allowed to say a word about it. That's my take on it. There you go.
Gotcha. All right, we have two callers lined up, Harry in Lutherville. Good morning, Harry. How are you?
Hi, Harry.
Good, Alan. How are you?
Good. And Robin?
Just heading out with my two kids to get the last day in here in Baltimore County.
Yep. No Sunday hunting in Baltimore County.
No.
Maryland Horse Council, make sure that that'll never happen.
Yeah, you can do everything else, can't you?
Yep, sure can.
I've heard mixed results on the 350 compared to the shotguns here in Baltimore County.
Tell me about it.
Well, some people love them. Some people say, they don't have as much power.
They don't have as much power as a shotgun.
Yep.
They don't have big ball of lead going downrange, you know? And at 50 yards, I'm sure it's fine. And, you know, even at 100 yards, maybe. But I don't think, I think there's just a lot of room there. But that's me. That's my personal, only personal opinion, not anything that I've experienced, okay?
The only advantage I see to the 350 is the cost of the bullet.
Less than a shotgun slug, of course.
I mean, the good shotgun shells, you're paying what, $5-$8 a shell?
Yeah, I'm seeing 20 gauge AccuTips if you can find them at like $28 a box.
I was gonna say if you can find them. I mean, I used to shoot copper solids and they stopped making them.
Yep. Which I find ironic because now you can buy all copper muzzleloader balls, and on the National Wildlife Refuge is next year. I'm not sure if it's next year, but you're going to have to start using all copper ammo.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, copper solids I thought was a very good shell.
It is, but they might be too expensive to make.
What isn't expensive nowadays?
Exactly. People will pay the price. If somebody's going to pay $28 for a box of five shotgun shells, or let's say you have a Weatherby, okay, you're looking at $80 or $90 for a box of shotgun shells. How about turkey hunters? $60 for 10 shotgun shells guys want to shoot a turkey with a 410 shotgun, you really have to have some specialized ammo. What is the shotgun ammo I'm trying to?
Tungsten.
Yep. Well, you understand, you know, stainless steel, for example, our big manufacturer here in Maryland stopped making crab pots because of the cost of stainless steel. You know, they were going to have to charge, you know, $400-$500 for a half a bushel crab steamer just to cover the cost of the stainless steel. So, anyway. All right. Did you register for the tickets here, Harry?
Yes, we did. My daughter's killing me. My daughter's wanting to go, so.
Okay, well, put your daughter on the air. We'll talk to her.
She's like, no.
Oh, okay. Well, she doesn't want to talk, then she shouldn't be bugging Dad for wanting to talk.
That's all right. All right.
Well, good luck to everybody out there today. Okay.
Yeah, you too, Al. Have a good day.
Hey, give us a report. If anybody takes anything, send us a picture.
Okay.
Sounds good. Morning, Dale.
Hey, Dale.
You too. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Thanks for acknowledging.
Well, we finally weathered the storm. So.
Did you hear what Robin said?
No. What?
Thank you for acknowledging that I'm here.
Oh, of course. Well, you have to. Yeah, you always have to acknowledge the boss and the other person.
Yep, you're right.
That's true.
That's true.
Not everybody agrees with you, but thank you.
Alan, did you happen to catch American Rifle and TV the other day? They had I think it was Smith & Wesson came out with a 350 Legend handgun.
I saw that it was coming up, and I don't know if I fell asleep or changed the channel, but yeah, I saw that they're coming out with a 350 Legend handgun.
What a cannon.
I bet.
Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, Smith & Wesson makes a fine weapon anyway, but I was curious, Alan, about the ballistics of the 350. You were talking, what size projectile, you know.
Yeah.
And velocity and things like that. I didn't know whether you had any of that information.
I don't have it at hand. I was just comparing the look of that little tiny 350 Legend shell to a standard rifle caliber, which I believe is a 270, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, a lot of times, too, it depends. It's not necessarily the weight of the projectile is important, but the construction and all makes a big difference too. I had my old roommate in school used a 243 on everything out there, and he never had any trouble killing elk and everything else. But the bullets he used were the best. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was a partition, so it's but that 350 Legend handgun, what a cannon!
Oh my goodness, you're not kidding.
I bet that's a bear to shoot.
I would not want to pull the trigger on that, but I'm not a handgun guy too much, so.
No, I'm not either. So, listen, we'll try to get up and down this week. I think everything is back to normal, so I'll try to give you a shout. And can't make a connection. This has been going
right.
on for a while. So,
a lot better, Dale.
Robin's asking you a question, Dale.
Yeah. Everybody here is okay. She's still got a bad cough, but it's all tested negative, so we're going to actually celebrate Christmas today.
Awesome.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so anyway, so, but, yeah, we're back to normal, so.
Good.
I'll give you a shout. I'll give you a shout, and we'll try to get up and down this week.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, buddy. Talk soon.
Robin, take care. Take care.
All right. Hey, folks, we're going to have to take our first break. I know we have some callers on hold. Please hold on till we get through the first break here, and you'll be good. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We're talking about firearms. Yes, indeed. Well, waterfowl season is about to come back in here. I want to hit you up with a couple of good shotguns that you might want to consider. Here's the BPS Field. That's Browning Pump Shotgun. If you enjoy the action of a pump shotgun, the BPS has a newly designed stock with a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard. It comes in a matte blue finished barrel and forged machined steel receiver. Features that bottom ejection, which is great for the goose pit or the duck blind. Satin finished walnut pump action with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are available in the BPS. The Maxis. This is a shotgun that's built for waterfowl hunting. Waterfowl hunting perfection is what they call it. It's an auto loader with 3 or 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. Put it up to your shoulder one time and you'll be convinced. And the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. The key is the recoil operated auto loader. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass blade finish. Fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like Grandpop's old A5, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive. It's an auto-loader shotgun with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. All at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, Clyde's Fishing Gear. It's the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Make sure you see Clyde's Sports Shop. Oh, my, excuse me. Sorry about the wheeze. Sorry about the cough. I apologize profusely about that. So, Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your premier hearth and fireplace dealer in the region. They have got a couple of different things I want to tell you about. You know, we have the Enviro gas fireplace inserts. It's made all the difference in our life and in our heat and in our world here in this room that we spend most of our time in. Fireplace is going right now. We love the remote control. We love the heat. We love the beauty of the firebox and just the way it looks sitting there in the stone background. And guess what? Hearth America Backyard Billy's did the installation. If we need service, call them up. And they're more than glad to set an appointment and come out. And it's highly professional and just very friendly service with those folks. But folks are now looking for wood fireplaces, wood stoves. So Regency, another company, makes the wood freestanding fireplace and the fireplace insert. So in your firebox, they can install a wood stove, and you will enjoy that. And you can feed it just like a regular, you know, wood-burning fireplace, only everything's enclosed, it's got the special chimney and all that stuff, so you can check that out. The Regency also makes the freestanding wood burners if you're looking for supplemental or even a main heat source for your house. Now, the Enviro, that's the brand we have, also makes a pellet stove and a pellet stove insert. So, take it from us, the Enviro is a great product. How long have we had this, Robin? 4 years now? Yeah, 4 years, never a problem. And if there is one, oh, we know who to call, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They make some beautiful freestanding pellet stoves and pellet stove inserts for your firebox. That's Backyard Billy's, folks. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are at exit 44 off Route 50 coming eastbound. That's Evans Avenue. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today? Give them a call, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, BackyardBillies.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do, with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet service. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Yep. All right, we have... We have Jeff, I believe you said, Aaron, Jeff?
Yeah.
And then Lee. Okay, great. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
How y'all doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Great. I just wanted to enter the contest. I won some Muskrat Festival tickets a few years back, and we had a great time. And it's a beautiful, bright moon out there today.
That's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Get out there and enjoy it. And main thing is... 2023, take a child fishing, changed her life.
Amen. I agree with that. I agree with you, buddy. Well, you're in the contest. We're about ready to give one more chance. Anybody wants to call in and get in this contest for two tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, whoever calls in next will be the last entrant, and then we'll draw the two here shortly toward the end of the show. How's that sound, buddy?
All right. Thank you, Robin, and take care, Mr. Allen.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Take a kid fishing.
Yep. That's Allen's goal for this year. So.
Yep, I've got a goal for this year, take a kid fishing. So, all right. Sounds good. Lee and Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Allen. Robin. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling. Sitting eating dinner last night, and my wife brought up the topic of toilet paper.
Oh, good.
36 rolls of toilet paper, $30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the bird flu, a dozen eggs, $13.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there.
$13 for a dozen eggs?
Because there's some, I could be wrong, but something ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought a dozen eggs were like $6, something like
well,
$5 or $6.
That's $6.
Oh, it's nuts, I know. Yep.
It's nuts. It's crazy. But, you know, we're talking about the price of stuff, and then my son comes up from the basement after cooking some venison on the grill, and I was like, now we're getting into the program. I'm just thinking about sustainability of how lucky we are that, as hunters and fishermen to be able to get our own, you know, harvest our own food and fish. You know, the night before we had my daughter and I caught a bunch of yellow perch down at Joppa Town.
Yeah.
You know, my wife made her famous beer battered yellow perch, but how lucky are in today's world with, you know, the price of stuff to be able to have your own, go out and catch your own fish and hunting and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, we're blessed. We're absolutely blessed.
We are very blessed. And you know, the only downside of that is the fact that because those prices are so high, because inflation is so rampant, because it costs so much more for anything and everything these days, people have to spend more time working to pay the expenses, to pay for their lives, and the recreation part is what gets pushed back.
I know. It's
a, you know, I mean, I hear people say, I would go hunting, but I got to work on Saturday. I go fishing, but I got to work on Sunday, you know, that type of thing. And people, it's a horrible situation that we've been put into in this country where we have no recreational time unless we, you know, stop working, which is just, you know, it's a terrible choice. I know it is. I mean, you need that recreation time to unwind. You need it to kind of take the pressure off a little bit. And like you said, you know, you can sustain your family with your harvest. No question about it.
The therapy of doing the hunting and fishing. I mean, I go back in my woods, and I thank my father for every time I go back in the woods because I inherited it from the family.
Yeah.
You know, to have a place to hunt where I'm not a moose or something, but, you know, you just got to look at, you know, this came out this morning. I just woke up with thinking about the price of stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Absolutely out of hand. But,
those
are hunting fish, you know, we're so lucky to be able to bring some, you know, and past years I would never think of that, but now, you know, with the cost of stuff, it's important that you can utilize, you know, what you got. I gave a deer the other day to a friend. You know, he said, I got somebody at my church that needs a deer if you get an extra. And I said, dude, I purposely went out and got him a deer. So, and you know, it's just that's to me is such a, because I can't, you know, the cost. He was telling me the cost, and I was like, I got you covered.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm gonna go back this morning and get him another deer for another family at his church. So, all good. That was just my weekend outlet was.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Okay, have a good one, you all.
All right, man, you too.
Have a super day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm getting ready to draw this.
You getting ready to draw it? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, just give us the names whenever you're ready. Let me know. We have, let's see, do we have anybody online? Jim in Baltimore. Let's talk to Jim in Baltimore. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
You got in the contest. You're good, buddy.
Hey, Jim.
Okay. Thank you.
So, how you been?
Good, good. Now, we're going bird hunting, not pheasant hunting, on February 11th up the Bone Harris Bird. So,
okay.
And if the tickets will work out great, because we come by there last year and we saw a big crowd coming out of the place.
That's a big place.
Great,
yep.
It's a great show.
Yeah. So. Hey, our buddy at I'm sorry, Robin. I didn't mean to step on.
If you don't win today, keep calling y'all, because we got how many sets to give away?
We're giving 6 sets of 2 away.
Okay. Well, if I don't win today, I'll call back next
week.
Yep,
you can call back. That's for sure. It's a good thing. So appreciate that. So you like the upland bird hunt. What's your favorite firearm for upland hunting?
I have it over under.
Yep.
I don't do a lot of gun hunting. I'm a more of a bow hunter.
Uh-huh.
So I've been out to Colorado a couple of times elk hunting.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that the most.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've been to Colorado once.
Yeah.
On an elk hunt. Never saw an elk in 1 week of hunting.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've been 4 times, and I was public land. I shot a cow last year.
Yeah.
Saw about 4 different bulls this year.
Nice.
Couldn't get a shot on any of them.
Yeah. And yet I have friends who go to the same place, actually a ranch right across the road from where I was hunting. Seriously, right across the road. That actually adjoins the property I hunted. They kill elk every year. They're bow hunters. They go out in September and they kill elk every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty funny because I was out there for a week and I wasn't treated very well. It was kind of a family deal. And the paying hunters kind of got the preference. Of course, I understand that, but I mean, it was not a happy experience dealing with family. Just telling you. So.
I've had nothing but a great time out there.
Got it. Hey, listen, a buddy of mine, and he's been on the air and been a sponsor, Upper Big Gun Club. They're having tower shoots for ringneck pheasants.
Oh.
And they're releasing 450 birds.
Right.
With 60 shooters maximum.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
South Harrisburg.
Okay. Well, this is.
Yeah, they're releasing 350 birds.
Yep.
And there's 30 guys.
Yeah. Well, this is 450 birds with 60 shooters maximum. They've got 4 hunts coming up. Next Saturday, Sunday's the first one, January 15th. Then February 4th, then February 25th, and then March 11th.
Oh, nice!
And this is in Warwick Road. This is in Warwick, up in Cecil County. Not as far of a drive, I don't think.
Oh, well, that even sounds better.
$250 a person, catered lunch included.
Right. Ours is about $310 a person.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's a good time.
Yeah, so if you'd like to know, let me know. You can call Tom Slavin at 443-309-3788. 443-309-3788 for Pheasant Frenzy from the Upper Bay Gun Club.
Okay.
All right, buddy?
All right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Where do you get that many birds from? Have a good day.
What's that?
Where do you get that many birds from?
They're raised. They're people that raise pheasants commercially. I know several people that raise them.
I think pheasants are beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
My dad used to hunt pheasants in Illinois and Massachusetts.
Yep. I had them in Pennsylvania. And the only pheasant hunting that we do now is the, you know, the release birds, the raised birds and released. So, but I love to hunt wild pheasants. I've taken a few, not a lot. They used to stock them up there in Pennsylvania where I hunted. So, yep, and on the state game lands. But I'm not sure if they still have that pheasant release program or not. Robin, do you have a couple of winners for us?
I got a winner.
2 winners.
I thought I was giving away 1 set.
2 sets of 2.
Today is 2 sets of 2.
Today is 2 sets of 2. Who's our first winner?
Lee Hale.
Lee?
Hale.
Lee Hale. Okay, good.
Well, now I got to do another one.
Yeah, oh boy. That's going to take a lot of effort for you to operate something on your phone. Lee Hale, congratulations. We'll call and get your address here in a little bit. We only had 7 names, so odds are pretty good.
Well, that's not going to work. I got to take that number out there.
You got to take, yeah.
I know. Hold on, I got to do it again.
Okay. No technical difficulties. No technical difficulties. Just takes a little time to get the.
It's the number. You see it? See
yep.
The number? Look.
I see
the
it.
Number.
Yep.
Hey Jim, I hope you're still listening. You won.
Ah, Jim won. The guy we just talked to. How about that? All right. Well, everybody else can try again. So
I didn't know we're giving. You got me so confused by what you were saying. So
two sets of two.
Okay. Well, I did. I thought it was one set of two per week. So two sets of two.
Two sets of two per week.
Okay. For how many weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay.
That's 12 tickets. 4 a week times 3 weeks. Four times three is 12.
Okay. Are we going to try to go this year?
I'd like to. We'll see.
Well, hey, see, now I got my little scooter. People get out of my way, I'll have more fun.
You have a horn.
It was tight in there.
You have a horn.
That one year?
Yeah.
And my back had just started having issues. It wasn't horrible. Oh, we might get 0.2 inches of snow.
Oh, wow. I love hunting deer in the snow.
But it was really, I ended up going and sitting in the food court.
I know.
Because people were knocking me over, and I had to hold on to things when your back starts hurting. Well, now I've got my scooter. Watch out, people. I'm ready to go, babe.
Yep.
I'll go this year. This year I'll go. We had a nice little, remember we had a nice little hotel up there? Wasn't the Super Bowl playing or something?
Yeah, that's when it was Super Bowl. Yep.
Super Bowl was playing, and we were right down there watching it with all these guys in the.
That was fun.
Yes, maybe we'll do that again. I wouldn't mind going this year, babe.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. All right. Okay, so we've got an emailer, and Greg's given us the ballistic chart on the 350 Legend. He says it's devastating on deer. Fairly quiet, flat shooting, no recoil. He's 60, switched from his 12-gauge and wouldn't go back. Well, a 12-gauge can rock you, that's for sure. The trigger on my shotgun was terrible compared to this Winchester XPR I'm shooting now. And, of course, a lot of folks make the 350 Savage and Ruger and that type of thing. Don't underestimate it. I talked to a guy who seemed credible and killed two does, one at 256 yards and one at 248 yards with his 350 Legend on an AR platform. Good morning to you both. And Greg said good morning. So the foot pounds of energy at 200 yards is a little better than a 30-30. So I will give it that. At 200 yards. Of course, 30-30 is not a 200-yard firearm, that's for sure. All right, let's see. We're getting messages here that we need to go on break since we don't have any callers on the line. I'll be more than glad to do that. Aaron Spurry's Tire Service, our buddy Brent over there at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Hey, Brent, love the Firestones. Switched from Bridgestone to Firestone, and I like it. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. I guess I'm a local now, right, Robin?
Uh-uh.
No? I'm still a chicken necker?
You're never a local.
Still a cross the bridge guy? Well, what about you? Are you still a chicken necker?
Probably, in some people's eyes.
Okay. Hey, they feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's, I don't care, farm tractors, garden tractors, lawn mowers, wheelbarrows, they got all that stuff. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I read that line already? Stop by with no appointment needed for tires? Yeah. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, or call 410-822-7384. 84 for Spurry's Tire Service. You know, we talk a lot about these fireplace inserts. We talk about the pellet stoves and the gas fireplace inserts and the wood freestanding stoves all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. But when you go, that's not the first thing you're going to see. The first thing you're going to see is the storage sheds. You're going to see the gym sets. You're going to see the tables and the chairs. All out there on the lot, those picnic tables in all different sizes. If you want an octagon table, they've got it. You want a circle, circular table, you want a square table, you want an oblong table, you want Adirondack chairs in, you know, sky blue pink, they probably have those too. They've got them with crabs on them. They've got the rocking Adirondack chairs. They've got the just anything and everything that makes your backyard better. Start looking at that stuff. Start thinking about that stuff for spring. Start planning where you're going to put that picnic table. Start planning where you're going to put that grill on your deck. Just go enjoy browsing at Backyard Billy's. Giant selection of poly and hardwood outdoor patio furniture. They have those 300 Adirondack chairs and all the other stuff that I mentioned. Free setup and delivery on the gym sets and the tiki bars and the storage sheds. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now in the showroom, you'll see those grills that I talked about, the Big Green Egg, the Traeger, the Kamado Joe, the Memphis, a giant selection of fire pits and everything else for your backyard. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood,
year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, so we got to get to Henry in Baltimore, Philip in Delaware, Ken in Brooklyn Park, and Tom in Anne Arundel County. Not sure if we'll get to all of you guys, but let's talk to Henry first since he called in first. Good morning, Henry. How you doing?
Hi, Henry.
Henry? Got to let Henry go. Let's talk to Philip in Delaware. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Happy New Year. Miss Robin, good morning. I wanted to speak to the boss first before I spoke to the radio personality.
Good morning. Thank you for that.
Hey, listen, I'm sitting here this morning embarrassed. I got up, I come outside, made my coffee, come outside, never looked at the clock. I thought, my God, I slept till almost dawn, and come to find out it was the moon.
That'll do it.
It was messed up.
I've always had trouble sleeping on the full moon. You know that?
Well, I woke up at midnight.
Yep.
And I had slept all night because I actually went to bed a little early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be up this morning and listen to the show. Yeah. And anyway, look, my mom, God bless her, she passed away in July. And I never really knew until a couple weeks after she had passed that there was a spice for seafood other than Old Bay. She grew up on the Chester River in Millington. Grew up there. And I was so embarrassed when I found out that a buddy of mine, that's all he uses is J.O.
Yep.
And I told him, I said, does it come in 5-gallon buckets? He said, I believe it does. Well, you need it. But anyway, I was so embarrassed to know that you know, she was born and raised over there and never used J.O. And the J.O. is fabulous, absolute fabulous. So needless to say, I found a retailer here that has it and I've got me some. So,
okay, well, you know you're being recorded, Philip, so we're going to send Jay the bill.
Well, well, yeah. I mean,
no, they're great.
I'll pay the bill for that commercial.
I get it.
I'm sitting here this morning hearing y'all talk about that because I love old Mike. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he is a good dude.
Well, you guys take care, and if you do go up north there to Harrisburg, your sports show, have a wonderful time. And listen, Miss Robin, I've got something for you. I'm going to see if I can find one, because that should be a 12-volt battery on there. I'm going to see if I can't find you an Ooga horn to put on your scooter.
There you go. Oh, she'll use that one.
She'll use that one.
What she really needs when she goes to these crowded events is one that says, coming through, move out of the way, hurry up, get out of the way. That's what she needs one to say.
I can believe it.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
Thanks,
you.
Phil. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
You have a great day.
Ken in Brooklyn Park. Ken hung up. Tom in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Alan, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, brother, I got a quick question for you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I just acquired a couple of Perazzis. Nice guns.
Yep.
For the life of me, cannot get the choke tubes out of one of them.
Okay.
I've tried everything. I bought, the expandable quick change out. I can't get these things to budge, brother. You got any suggestions?
Yeah. I do. A couple gunsmiths. Lawrence at Clyde's is on the DL list right now. So I may send you to Hagerstown, to Hafer's.
Yeah, that's coming out of Anne Arundel County. That's probably not going to happen.
Okay. What about the Eastern Shore?
Eastern Shore, I could probably do if necessary. I was kind of hoping for a DIY thing before trucking off to a gunsmith.
Have you gone on a search engine?
I kind of have. I tried heating it a little bit. That's not working.
You don't want to heat the choke tube. That'll make it tighter.
Well, everything online is saying to try heat for stuck tubes.
Yeah, but if you heat the tube, it's going to expand the metal in the tube.
Absolutely understood. How about maybe soaking it overnight or a couple days?
Maybe.
Penetrating oil or something?
You might be able to do that. That was going to be my next suggestion, WD-40, something like that. Or call a couple. Call Albright's down here in Easton. Give them a call and see what, you know. You don't want to mess with a Perazzi, that's for sure. You know what I mean? You don't want to mess it up. So,
exactly.
Hey, you really don't want to mess it up. Call Hafer. Call Albright. And see what if they have some DIY stuff, okay?
I got you.
All right, man.
Brother, enjoy the weekend. See you.
You too. Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Well, how about that? We had Henry leave us, and unfortunately Ken left us. We would have been able to get to his call. Unfortunately, he had to go. So, oh, well. Robin?
Well, they got to keep moving.
Robin?
What?
How are you doing this first week of the new year?
It's been good. It's been interesting.
Uh-huh.
But good.
Okay.
I'm learning how to deal with a three-year-old and...
Oh, you thought the terrible twos were bad. What about the disobedient threes?
Oh, we're good.
or should I say the stubborn threes?
Yeah, stubborn's good. He's not being disobedient, and he's not being bad. He's just...
Stubborn.
No, he's feeling his oats.
Feeling his oats at age three. Got it. He is learning to talk a little better. He's pushing his boundaries. And Gamma's pushing the boundaries back. So, right, Robin?
We're just having a, hate to say, come to Jesus meeting.
Come to Jesus meeting with a three-year-old. Robin, you got to say something.
Everybody, get out. Stay out.